All right, boys. I know it's Vegas, but the prince needs his beauty sleep. I'm here to make sure we don't have a hangover incident. Why don't you take these lovely ladies down to the casino? Oh, here, catch. Put down on black 13. No, I'm not kidding. See if you can be sneaky and film it so I can see if you actually do it. Do not let it ride. Okay. Try to be back before dawn, okay? Okay. Before you get mad, I did not order the strippers. I ordered room service, and the strippers, well, Tony's order came at the same time. You almost turned purple when they both twerked against you, though. That was funny. Don't worry, no one filmed it. Again, don't worry. If my number hits, I'll be able to do more than just pay for this room. Come on, you're gonna sleep like a king tonight. Look, Jeff, Don, and Marcus covered the room service. Tony is paying for the drinks and entertainment. Everyone else pitched in and made sure we got this sweet, sweet, because you're marrying the enemy of fun. Here, take a hit. Because it would piss her off. You know I brought the good shit. There you go. Do you feel better? Do we have to talk about her? Yes, I know she hates me. Yes, I know that she hates that I'm your best man. I don't fucking care either. She keeps trying to take you away from me, and that's a bunch of crap. Oh, she's really gonna hate me and the groomsmen. All black. Everything. Shirts, jackets, shoes. We're sending off a dead man. I'm going to wear a dress that is low cut and really short and leaves nothing to the imagination. Hey, if she thinks that I'm a hoe that wants to steal her man, I'm going to show her up on her wedding day. Look, this isn't the time to talk about this. You're half asleep and drunk. You'll forget about it by morning, and if you don't, we'll all talk to you about it in the morning. Come on. Get up. Ugh, you're heavy. How much did you eat? Ugh, you're not that much of an old man yet to cringe and flinch when I help you up. Now, I bought you some fancy silk PJs for your fancy, fancy bed. You look beat. I'll help you. Take off your shirt. Ugh, what, did the enemy of fun also turn you into a prude? We're all going to see you even worse when you get married in 2 weeks. Is it finally setting in that you're getting married in 2 weeks? You look pale. Here, let me... Are you okay? Maybe this will distract you. Didn't expect that, did you? I distracted the shirt right off of you. Now to distract the pants off of you. Oh, yeah. I forgot to show you the tattoo I got on my shoulder. Look down carefully. See? We're sleeping together tonight. It's a gift for you and something I wanted to do for me. Hey, I don't want to regret not fucking you when we both wind up divorced later on. You know, when we decide in our 40s that we're just going to have a nice middle-aged relationship because we're the only people we don't hate, I want to fuck you when we both have a head full of steam and our parts still look nice in all the right places. We call her the enemy of fun for a reason. I'll give it 10 years tops. And I will be there to pick up the pieces. And with a husband that gets jealous because I'm helping you recover, which leads me to divorce him, and... yeah. I'm morbid as fuck. Now, did I mention pajamas? That's so you will have bottoms, and I will have a top. We can be scandalous when we wake up for breakfast tomorrow. Can you honestly tell me you never thought about what it would be like fucking me? After all the photos I made you take for my website, and you showed her the payments I gave you at your normal rate, did you offer to shoot photos for her? Really? Way to set feminism back to the 40s, lady. What do we have here? Wow, I've felt this before, when we used to cuddle up for movies, but I never felt it this up close and personal. Wait right here. I have an idea. I want to put it into play. Here, let me take these boxers down. Oh, when we're done lighting up a celebratory spliff, but I have other plans for them too. What? I'm just tasting it. I already ranked it for a presentation. Well, that shower you insisted you take when we got in actually gives you the highest mark in presentation. You're between Milton and Diego in girth. Let me get it the rest of the way hard and see if you beat Diego in length. You know all those times I said, poor baby, do you want me to suck your dick? In that mocking baby talk voice when you're upset over something stupid? We might not be doing this now if you had said yes. Wow, I misjudged the size, my man. You're definitely as girthy as Diego, and maybe a tiny bit longer. No, you're not the biggest. That was when I got spit roasted in Cancun. I didn't get to see the guy that fucked me from behind, but... It was not you. Prove it. Holy shit. I know I didn't tell you that. Why didn't you tell me it was you? I was worried about having an unknown baby's daddy and got my IUD as soon as I could after that. I gotta take this bra off. I have to slide this piece of meat between my tits. Do you like this, huh? I bet your future wife would never do this. She only gave you one blowjob? Well, I was only going to make you hard and fuck you, but it looks like I have to get mine now before I fuck you. Now you'll be able to fuck me naked instead of just lifting up my skirt and plowing me. I'm straddling your face, silly. I'm going to ride your face while I suck you off. Ah! Ah! Shit! Attack my fucking pussy with your tongue. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Oh, you're so fucking good at this. I hope these skills don't go to waste for 10 years. Shit, shit. Keep doing that. Keep fucking doing that. Fuck. You moaning while sucking my clit was awesome. Do that more. Oh, yeah. I can ride your face like I can ride your cock. Mm-hmm. Oh, eat me like a fucking champion. Oh, that's it. Oh, teeth. Do that again. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come on your face. What's that? Your mouth is full. Ugh, shit. Never mind. Fuck. Fuck. Stop. I can't take it. I can't. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna bite your dick. Stop. Stop! I'm not kidding. Oh. 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 Oh my god. I gave you a facial. Sorry, not sorry. Yes, I can taste my own cum on your lips too. You came a lot. That's probably why you're so high strung about the wedding. Oh. You're not done. Based on this, it isn't going down soon. Oof, I felt both twitches from your cock and you. I love fucking a guy with a sensitive head. No, as in life, I get to be on top. But I want you to look me in the eye when I'm fucking you and say everything you've always wanted to say. You ready? Ah. Oh, fuck, this feels good. Oh, it feels good to fuck you and not worry about getting pregnant. She's probably not on birth control, is she? Only missionary when you do fuck? Oh, shit, you don't fuck? You're not gonna fuck her until your wedding night? Oh, god damn. She takes me as one of those sex for only babies types. Oh, I'm glad you're having fun with me. Someone that you know is safe. Someone that has fun. Someone who loves you for you and doesn't want to change you. Ah, someone is fucking amazed by your cock. Oh, God. How are you fucking back up with me? You tie the mystery man with that spit roasted me, huh? Oh, I know you like the way my titties bounce, but I want you to look me in the eye and tell me what you feel. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah, tell me more. I want to know everything in your depraved mind. Oh, ooh. I didn't know you had that in you. But I'm not into calling you daddy, or sir, or master, or boss. Okay, Cesar is fucking cool. Fuck me, Cesar. Use this Sarzarina's pussy for your cock. Ah, oh, that's it. That's it. Fuck. It feels so... Oh, you had to be on top, didn't you? Fuck. Don't waste time. Pound the fucking shit out of me. Oh, treat me in all the ways you can't treat your future wife. Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty. Oh, I like it. Fuck. Oh, God, you're a little nasty, Cesar, aren't you? Harder. Harder. Break the bed. Oh, dent the wall with the headboard. You can do it. Oh, that's the way to stick that staff up me hard. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Don't close your eyes. Oh, look at me. Remember this. Remember someone loving to fuck you because of who you are. Go ahead. Come. Come for me, lover. The way your cum is splashing in me, oh God. Oh, fuck. Shut up. Shut up. I've never come like that before. Fuck. I hope you have another round in you, because I'm gonna want to see if it feels the same way when I come in doggy style. I always come pretty quiet, but as you see, it's a full body racking experience. Is that yours or mine? Mine. Okay. Pass that to me. Hold on. What did you do, Tony? Tony, you better not be fucking lying to me. You better not be fucking lying. Put Jeff on the phone. Jeff, is Tony lying? Okay, do you still have one of the strippers? Put her on. Hi. Hi. What's your name? Val. You heard what I told them, right? They didn't listen to me, right? They aren't lying to me? Are you and your friend single? Give the phone back to Tony. Cash out. Bring it back here. All of it. All of it. Bye. Hey, I have a question. My news is exciting. What? Yes, I did say I love you. That's why I'm gonna ask you to marry me. Why should we wait for both of us to get divorced from our future spouses? We're in Vegas. We can get married anywhere. We can probably get the hotel to send someone up to do it in our pajamas, so is that a yes? Of course we can go to a chapel and not get married in our PJs. Yes, I have the dress I was going to wear to the wedding. I was going to test it tomorrow night to see if I can destroy your wedding. Yes, I'll wear it. Is it a yes then? Good, because I'm a millionaire now. My number hit, and they were so excited that my number hit, and they let it ride. And it hit again. We need to find a chapel with a prenup service. Now, why don't you get between my legs and eat your cum out of my pussy while I celebrate the fact that I ruin the enemy of fun's nuptials and have you as my husband, and we're rich. No? Please, Daddy. I never saw someone run to eat a cum-filled pussy before. Fuck. Oh, they're coming back up now. I want to hear them hear me scream in orgasm by the time they get here, so hurry the fuck up. You're going to make me come. Make me a sandwich while I'm getting ready to get married. They need to know you're mine. Next time we fuck, it will be as man and wife. Fuck.